Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info and her input Hunger Time Dial. 14 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. And the matter we'll discuss it next has to do with some controversy as to whether or not the candidate of the APC, pardon me, the candidate of the PDP, I meant to say, for next year's governorship election in Rivers State, whether or not there was an attempt to arrest him last night at the Port Harcourt International Airport. Well, this was an earlier report come to the Punch newspaper. Other media outlets ran similar stories as well. But here's the version from the Punch. Rivers PDP governorship candidate escapes EFCC arrest. The governorship candidate of the PDP in Rivers State in a 2023 general election, Siminalayi Fubara, on Tuesday night, escaped an attempt by officials of the EFCC to arrest him on Tuesday night. Drama took place at the Port Harcourt International Airport as a plane ferrying Fubara and other PDP chieftains who had accompanied him to Abuja to review his certificate, his certificate of return touched down at the airport. Now, it was learned that as the operatives moved to effect the arrest, some youths believed to be his supporters allegedly resisted the officials and attacked them. Though details of the alleged attack were still sketchy, as at the time of filing this report, but sources said some of the EFCC operatives sustained injuries. Now, the EFCC had declared Fubara immediate past the Accountant General of Rivers State and three other top state government officials wanted of alleged 117 billion naira fraud. And after the drama at the airport, Fubara, who won the state PDP governorship primary on May 25, proceeded to the state party secretariat where he addressed party supporters and stakeholders. And when contacted, State Commissioner of Police Friday Abuka said he was not aware of the incident, adding that the airport was not under his jurisdiction. There's been some response from the PDP in Rivers State on this subject matter, as has been reported on our news as well. This is from one of our earlier bulletins. The PDP in Rivers State has denied that its supporters attacked EFCC officials to evade the arrest of its governorship candidate, Siminalayi Fubara, at the Port Harcourt International Airport. State Chairman of the PDP, Desmond Akawa, told our correspondent the viral video was a fight between officials of the airport and some of its supporters who were at the airport to welcome the governorship candidate as he returned from Abuja, where he'd gone to receive his certificate of return. He said there were no of EFCC officials at the airport at the time they returned last night. Let's take a listen once again to what the PDP's chairman in Rivers State had to say on the matter.
You know, we had a problem with our plane. We couldn't land in Port Harcourt. So they now evacuated the plane to Lagos. We landed in Lagos and spent 2 hours in Lagos. And then by the time we took off back to Port Harcourt, there was a lot of anxiety. People were worried. So when we landed in Port Harcourt, almost 8 hours in the night. So one of our people pushed into the tarmac to receive us. I know airport authorities, they don't allow that anymore. So they now came to stop our people. There was that scuffle at the tarmac. So that was the issue. That was the ESCC anyway. That was exactly what happened. There was no ESCC man at the airport even.
Well, I should have mentioned as well that according to the Punch report, the EFCC is yet to speak on the incident. I did mention at the start of the program today, while I was giving a preview of today's show, that I was going to be joined by the PDP chairman for Rivers State, Ambassador Desmond Akawa. He was able to join me for the conversation in this hour. However, efforts at reaching him have proven unsuccessful. We'll see how that goes. But the conversation must continue. The show must go on. Is the Rivers PDP governorship candidate in danger of being arrested? Do you think that that's a real danger? Or do you think that there is no danger, a concern at all, that that could happen? I mean, there's no denying the fact that he was declared wanted. The Rivers State government did fight that. I think he was first declared wanted just before the 2019 general elections. But the Rivers State government, once again, did not yield to that declaration by the EFCC, citing or putting up as its defense some subsisting court ruling or court judgment that bars the EFCC and other such agencies of government from investigating the finances of the Rivers State government without being first invited by the Rivers State House of Assembly. So there you have it. However, there's been no word from the EFCC that the person of Siminalayi Fubara and any other person declared wanted at that time are no longer persons of interest to the EFCC. Very important to note once again that the PDP denies that there was ever any such activity or action or threat or suggestion that he was to be arrested at the airport last night. But whether or not that took place, do you think that there is a danger of his being arrested, or you think all that's confined to the annals of history and there is no such threat any longer? Let's get your take on this. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. We are live, I hope, on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter, I hope, as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Hello, how about you? Welcome.
Yes, good evening, Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
My name is Gabriel Fubara.
Go ahead.
Dayo, I think that this issue of EFCC and the incoming governor of the state in the person of Sim, the senator of PDP, has been overflowed. So far, so good. EFCC knows what to do. They know what, if they want to arrest him, he's not hiding from them. And that's just one thing I want to make very clear. Sim Fubara is not hiding from anybody. He is there, he walks around in public domain. If EFCC wants to arrest him, they should go to court and vacate the court order.
So you don't think that you don't think there's a threat of him, you don't think that there is a threat of him being arrested at all?
Well, there is no threat at all. EFCC doesn't even have any right to arrest him. That would be them disobeying the court order up to the Supreme Court. And you are aware of this, Mr. Dayo. I was at the airport yesterday. There was no EFCC official at the airport. More so, if there was anything like that, the EFCC would have come out to say that their men were attacked. So all of these are just propaganda by miscreants and people who feel that the young man is as popular as he is. They just want to look for something to bend his image.
All right. Hello, 9-3.
Well,
you're welcome. Go ahead.
Most of the time, I do not like talking about politics, most of the time, or general politics. But I want to make this clear that one, if you declare a man wanted, it doesn't mean the man is guilty of what you have said the man has done until the court has proven him guilty. Secondly, this man traveled all the way, I think, to Abuja, Lagos. I think they have the FCC there also. He was not arrested. Suddenly, he came to his domain for that continuity.
All right, I apologize. I have to put a stop to that conversation right now. I do have to go for a quick commercial break. Sorry about that to the caller especially. The conversation continues shortly. Please stay with us.
Our freedom depends.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to 91.3 Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. And the matter we'll discuss it next, basically a continuation of the matter being discussed earlier on. Rivers PDP governorship candidate escapes EFCC arrest. As a story cut to the Punch newspaper, published, of course, earlier today, the governorship candidate of the PDP in Rivers State in the 2023 general election, Siminalayi Fubara, on Tuesday night, escaped an attempt by officials of the EFCC to arrest him on Tuesday night. The drama was said to have taken place at the Port Harcourt International Airport as the plane ferrying Fubara and other PDP chieftains who had accompanied him to Abuja to receive his certificate of return touchdown at the airport. It was learned that the operatives moved to effect the arrest. Some youths believed to be supporters allegedly resisted the officials and attacked them. Well, the PDP has refuted that and said nothing of the sort took place. We've got the reaction from the PDP chairman in River State, Desmond Coward, who, by the way, was billed to be a guest on the show in this hour. But efforts of reaching him have proven unsuccessful thus far. So, but we got a reaction from him, courtesy our correspondent a while ago. And here it is once again.
You know, we had a problem with our plane. We couldn't land in Port Harcourt. So they now evacuated the plane to Lagos. We landed in Lagos and spent 2 hours in Lagos. And then by the time we took off back to Port Harcourt, there was a lot of anxiety. People were worried. So when we landed in Port Harcourt, almost 6 hours in the night. So one of our people pushed into the tarmac to receive us. I know airport authorities don't allow that anymore. So they now came to stop our people. There was that scuffle at the tarmac. So that was the issue. It wasn't the ESC anyway. That was exactly what happened. There was no ESC man at the airport even.
All right, even though, as you may have heard from the headlines just a while ago, that we've got some reaction from the EFCC, it appears that what was reported may have actually taken place. We'll get details of that in a moment, but let's get your take on these matters right now. Is there a danger? They suppose that there is a danger of Siminalayi Fubara, the candidate of the PDP for next year's governorship election, is there a chance, a possibility of him being arrested? Is there a threat of him being arrested at all? Is what we're discussing right now. Let's get your take once again. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. We are live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Hello, how to you, welcome.
Yes, my brother Dayo, I greet you. My name is Rufus. I'm calling from the FCT Abuja.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, a quick one. Watching at that video, number one, you see somewhere one or two kids, it was one was shouting, who is that EFCT? And then secondly, you agree with me that that happened right in the heart of the airside of the airport, meaning that upon information that Mr. Sim was about to be arrested, they raised the 911.
Hello, just a moment. Before you continue, you mentioned the name of the Ikwerre local government chairman right now. Did you see him in the video?
The video is there now. Go through the video.
No. I am referencing what you said. You said, just a moment, please. You said it sounded like. Did you see him saying what you're saying he said?
That video is visible to the blind. And I have watched that video over and over again. It is the one in Native shouting, which ESC.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And secondly, you agree with me that is his local government. So it is just a stone throw. In fact, it is in the heart of his local government. And definitely, he was just everywhere around the airport. So I was saying that will happen right in the heart of the airside of the airport. So what the EFCC is saying, what Mr. Akawo is saying, my brother, Rivers people are not kids. Nigerians are not kids. One thing is certain, at the appropriate time, the treatment Russia to Russia got, team will be picked. And it's a very simple thing. He will go and answer a call that he is accused of. Court order, no court order, Russia had the same court order. And you know what? He was picked. At the right time, this one will be picked. Thank you very much.
And I have the EFCC statement here now. EFCC condemns attack on operatives in Port Harcourt. Operatives of the Port Harcourt Zonal Command of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, were on Tuesday, June 7, 2022, prevented from arresting one Sim Fubara, a suspect under the watch list of the commission, by thugs who breached the security of the Port Harcourt Airport, Omagua River State. The armed thugs assaulted operatives of the commission who demonstrated commendable restraint under extreme provocation. The commission condemns the blatant attempt to obstruct justice Justice, warning that its civility should not be taken for granted. And that statement was from Wilson Owojaran, head media and publicity. This statement, of course, issued today. 91.3, hello, you're welcome. All right, go ahead.
I think this is when investigative journalism would go. In the voice and the words of Akao, he said the airport workers, as in marshals there, had a fight with the supporters. Can the airport also issue a statement that some of his, their workers were beaten up or were involved in this? Because I think River State, we've gone past the state where one person sees what is white and you call it black in broad daylight, in the face of everybody. As for Singh, if he has been declared wanted by the ESPC, like the case is now, certainly he will be picked up one day, sooner or later. So it's just a matter of time.
All right, 9013, hello?
Yeah, Dayo, good evening.
You're welcome, go on.
Yeah, my concern, just like one who has spoken before now, if it only in River State could he be arrested, all the way from there to Lagos and wherever, or is it only in the River State, EMCC operating? This whole drama sometimes I can't make out anything from it, and it makes us look like uncivilized people.
Hello. Just a moment. If your concern is the location, one might also ask you the question, what is wrong with a person being arrested in River State?
Thank you very much, Dayo. Now, their supporters are saying there was nothing like that. And there are possibilities also that his supporters who are here can defend him against such arrest. Then the EFCC, why would they not have, or the Nigeria police or every other authority, why not they have taken this as a place where he is not on ground, as we used to say it in our local parlance? So that is the way I look at it. It is looking too funny and too dramatic. Just on our things. He has some supporters here. He's not only here in River State. He travels some other places. Wait for him there and arrest him as easy as ABC. And then he asks for the allegations. Thank you.
Come on, let's get your take as well. Remember, you can join also via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416, via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, also via Facebook.com / NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Good evening.
All right, go on.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Todd, calling from Trader.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Hello,
Hard Factor, welcome, 91.3, please go on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You're welcome, go ahead.
My name is Susie, I'm calling from Erema Community.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to make contribution to
please
this
conversation. Please, go ahead.
Yes.
91.3. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello. Good evening, Dayo.
You're welcome. You're live on radio. Please go on.
Okay. If you could calculate the timing of arrival of Sim to Port Harcourt, you would understand that they suspected something before they decided to move to Lagos, according to the PDP chairman, which the arrival did do for 2 hours. Do you understand?
Well, I'm hearing you.
Yeah. So they waited because they knew something was happening. But I wonder why the chairman will come and tell us that nothing happened, that they had no encounter with EFCC. Thank God EFCC has come out to speak out. They think the River support can be fooled. This man is under the watch list of EFCC.
he should go and answer his call. There is nothing wrong with that. If they think he is a saint, let him go, answer his call, and get back. Because we are tired of someone coming to preach democracy to us while you are not democratic. One day, one time, he will be arrested and he will answer.
You believe that there is a real threat that he might be arrested?
He will surely be arrested. That's the truth. He's in the watch list. There is something wrong. He needs to answer the call. That is it. All right, my name is...
All right. Hello, how to find to welcome.
Hi, good evening.
All right, go ahead.
My name is Okere. It's Dayo. I think anyone who comes claim will not be scared for anything. This issue we are talking about happened on Tuesday evening. And today we are almost, this is almost 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken. So what is wrong if you go there by himself and say, okay, I'm here, you are threatening me, so what is it? Just like if he's not coming to the allegation on me and maybe take me to a police station, and I know very well that I did not do whatever he or she is actually thinking about. So why can't I go to a police and kill myself? So if this is a threat, I think he should go to the investigation state and make clear himself and say, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, but this okay. Declaration of him wanted by the EFCC, remember, this was before the 2019 general elections. The River State government's defense at the time was it has a court order, an order of court, restraining the EFCC from investigating the state's finances.
Anyway, he should just go and clear himself if he's found it.
All right. Hello? 9213.
Yeah, Steven Dario.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Dario, I think the choice of Fubara as the flag bearer of Philippine in River State for the federal election, 2023, is a choice that may destroy the party in the future.
How so?
So our politicians think that the reputation does not matter. Having a good name does not matter. But they are mistaken, because definitely Nigerians are getting wiser. Nigerians are getting more exposed and they are getting more engaged in the political activities of this country. And it may not be business as usual as they feel that it will be. I wonder why the governor had to choose this guy. Prior to his nomination as the flag bearer of PDP in the state, this issue has been going on. And the government has not done anything by asking.
Oh my, do call Mark if you can. Anyways, join the conversation still. We've got about 13 minutes to go before 6 p.m. A reminder, the major news comes up top of the hour at 6 p.m. Via WhatsApp, Dial, please, I have been hearing about the court order restricting the EFCC from probing the accounts of River State government. Please, does it mean financial crime can be committed against the state and hide under a court order? Or how can anyone claim he lost the state and refuses the public access to the budget? That's from a Bright. There's so much controversy concerning SIM, first financial fraud, and now using thugs to evade the law. I hope when the ruthless arm of the law comes for him, he will stand and the public will not shout choi choi. There is a real threat of arresting him. They're just doing damage control, and that's from Andy. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome. 9213.
Hello.
Hello, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Obed Chima, sorry, from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dayo, I think a clear conscience has nothing to fear if actually the young man has his claim. Yes, because with what we can see, he actually worked with the River State government, director of finance in the government house, and he was subsequently appointed as a accountant general. So he had every question to answer by EFC. Let's take for instance, when you are on the way, at times police from there's a suspect from the police, maybe they take you to a station. At the end of the day, when you ask one or two questions, they let you go. So I'm not seeing any reason why the young man decided not to go and answer to the call of EFC. I think he would answer to the point that said, whatever that happened. Because I watched that video, I know what's unfair there. So the chairman of PDP is being economic with the truth. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. How are you? Your take is still very much welcome. Still got a few, some minutes to go, about 10 actually, before the major news comes up, top of the hour, 6 p.m. Let's get your take on this development. Good evening, Dai. I'm Noble from Port Harcourt. There is no threat for the PDP's governorship candidate, Simfu Barra, because in Nigeria, when you have money and connection, there is nothing that can threaten you. 913, you're welcome. Hello?
Good evening, Dai.
Good day, go ahead.
My name is Macaulay Karamiwai.
Go on, please.
Yes, this year is planned to attack in Cuba. This river state people still say it's not popular. That same man now is popular for EFCC to be arrested. And the party chairman said there was no arrest of that kind. But this is the entire state saying they want to arrest me, to go to court and pass that court order. If arresting him, of course, you're concerned. If they find more again, we will reduce it to any at all.
Hello? I'm not sure I could make out what the caller was saying. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Oh, my. All right. Notwithstanding the back and forth, EFCC should legitimately vacate the court order, if any, before proceeding to arrest. However, what has EFCC done with all previous arrests made? After all, the only two persons sentenced so far have been granted presidential pardon by the pretentious federal government. That's from Bob. Now, you see the kind of people that call themselves our leaders, the PDP River State chapter telling us, open contradictions. They think everything is politics. Rivers people cannot be fooled. Hello? Once again, you can join the conversation via facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, via Twitter as well, at Nigeria Info PH, at AGO4Nishi Twitter. What is preventing the EFCC from vacating that perpetual order of injunction, stopping EFCC from investigating River State government financial activities before such an attempt? 913, hello?
Is that Nigeria Info?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Good evening, how are you?
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here. Because of the United States, I'm in Tinubu, APC Flambera. And again, the case of Fabara and PDP, let me have to take away. I ask. The injunction made by Peter Odili administration, was it for extension to any administration that come up in River State? That what we have here is, we call it a corruption gallows, or corruption unlimited. Enough is enough.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up the discussions in a moment. Via WhatsApp, I don't know why the River State Governor is so proud and bold enough to say there is a court order that stretches, that restricts the EFCC from investigating River State, but that should be a shameful thing because definitely everyone can do anything that he likes with the River State money, knowing that EFCC cannot come after them. It's River State, another country in its own. That's Mali from Transmali. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Dario, please, I want us to clarify a thing here. When the court or a matter is in court, that the state governor or anybody should not be investigated, we want to know, can't a civil servant be investigated?
Oh, of course, a civil servant can be investigated, yes.
A civil servant.
Oh, by the way, hello, if you can hear me. At the moment, he must have resigned his position as a civil servant to be able to contest the position of governor. So technically, or not even technically, he's no longer a civil servant, I believe.
Okay. So, do you have any position in government elected now that it should not be monitored or investigated? When we are talking of impunity in River State, we begin to imagine how impunity can be defined. But let me say this clearly. Time will tell. Time will tell. Just like others are saying, we are praying for him. Let him come and tell us how he can be able to govern River State when you have a magnitude of allegation on you that you cannot go and clear.
Great to hear from you, brother.